This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we will have an inspiring message from Voice of Prophecy, a delicious banana chia pudding recipe from Gia, and the Health Connection is back.
Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. We are delighted to be starting our Monday morning with you. We are thrilled that you have chosen to start your week off with the hope of Jesus.
Yes, we are. And did you know that today is National Veggie Burger Day?
All right.
And who doesn't like a good burger?
Oh, I know I do.
I do too. Veggie burgers are a healthy and delicious alternative to traditional burgers. Gather your loved ones and enjoy a veggie burger meal today as you discover new flavors and ways to keep optimum health.
That's right. And we can't wait to start our program with you this morning and share with you the fire that burns within our own hearts.
Amen. On today's program, we hope to do just that. Voice of Prophecy's Jean Boonstra will be back with us for devotional thought. Gia is back in the kitchen with a banana chia pudding recipe, and the Health Connection is back with practical health tips.
But first, let's take a look back at what happened on this day in history.
On this day in history, on June 5, 1968, shortly after midnight, Senator Robert Kennedy is shot at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles after winning the California presidential primary. Immediately after, he announced to his cheering supporters that the country was ready to end its fractious divisions, Kennedy was shot several times by 24-year-old Palestinian Sirhan Sirhan. He was pronounced dead a day later on June 6, 1968. Kennedy was perceived by many to be the only person in American politics capable of uniting the people. It was a tragedy to the country and a blow to all hope that was held in Kennedy's potential to become president. In a moment, all hope was lost and thousands were left mourning what could have been. Don't we often face similar situations? It may not be as extreme as death, but we often place all of our hope in one outcome, one possibility, one opportunity, and when it's all shattered, our hope goes with it.
That's so true. We're left facing uncertainties and the could have beens and would have beens that will never be. Yet when we place all our hope in Jesus, when we trust in His plans, His ways, and His will for our life, we can never end up disappointed, because no matter what happens, we know He is in control, and His promise is to give us a sure hope and future, and that is a promise.
Amen, and I'm claiming that today.
Amen, amen.
Are you looking for a recipe that's healthy, delicious, and kid-friendly? Well, we've got you covered. Gia is in the kitchen with her mini pals, serving up banana chia pudding. It's cool and refreshing and perfect for summer.
First you say, hi everyone.
Hi everyone.
So what are we doing?
Making chia pudding.
Chia pudding, yes, we're gonna make it together. All right, let's do it. So we're gonna make a chia banana pudding. We've made a chia pudding before, but this is very different and it's quicker as well, okay? Mashed banana, we'll go first. Okay, so we'll put the mashed banana in the bowl.
Yeah.
Mashed banana. What is this? What's this?
Chia seeds.
Chia seeds. And it's only 1/3 of a cup. Now, 1/3 of a cup of chia seeds is going to go a long way, okay? And we're going to use coconut milk. Light. I use light coconut milk, okay? Now, I sometimes, if you like it a little bit sweet, I'll put like a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of maple syrup. All right, so you mix that through, and once you've mixed it through, then you just cover it with some plastic and just put it in the fridge and let it sit overnight. And then the next day, the kids have enough for school or they can have it as a treat. Now, while Momo is doing that, I actually had made some yesterday, and this is what it looks like. So I'm going to use a spoon to show you. Once it's firm, it looks like a little bit of a pudding. Okay, and now I'm going to put some in here in a glass, and I'm going to show you how I make it for my kids at school. I use just these little tiny containers. You can buy them anywhere at any supermarket or reject shop or whatever it is. So I'll just put some chia pudding in there. So you've got your banana in there.
finished mixing.
You finished mixing? Okay, put it to the side. And if you want to serve it to the kids at home, you can put it in glasses for them. Now, what I'm going to do now is use the banana. I've chopped up some fresh banana and I put it on top of their little containers. And that's it. That's how you do it. Now, I love to drizzle a touch of maple syrup on top just to make it a nice, like, caramelly sweet flavour. How quick was that? Now, I could do that the night before and then my kids can even have it for breakfast with fruit on it. They don't even need to take it for lunch. But there you go. You've got your lunchbox for your kids, healthy, easy. And then you've also got one for the house for the kids if they want to have it after dinner or before dinner or as a snack. There you have it. Do you want to try it just to tell me what it tastes like? Okay, let's see if it passes the test. Is it good? Tell them how good it is.
Amazing.
Is it amazing? Okay, good. We'll see you next time with another quick, healthy recipe. Bye.
No More Night. That's the song Fountain View Academy will be singing as they join us now to bless us in song.
I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal hell.
No more night, no more pain, no
the mansion prepared.
The Health Connection is here this morning with more health tips for abundant living.
Did you wake up with hope this morning? Do you feel energized and ready for the day? One of the ways to improve your feeling of wellness and being energized is to have regular exercise in your routine. In fact, regular exercise is regarded as one of, if not the single most important predictor of longevity. It also enhances every aspect of our quality of life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So do you and I exercise regularly, at least 30 minutes each day? Even when it's divided into 3 10-minute exercise sessions, it all counts. More is better, but any is good. Do the exercise that you enjoy. Walking, jogging, swimming, tennis, gardening. Movement of any kind is good. We've been designed for movement. But I hear you say, and I've said it too many times myself, but I'm too busy. I walk regularly in the cemetery, and that helps me realize that you can never be too busy to do the things that count. Think of the benefits: improved fitness and energy, clarity of thought, better weight control, prevention, and even reversal of type 2 diabetes, a decreased risk of Alzheimer's and dementia, a decreased risk of certain cancers, decreased risk of heart disease, better and healthier blood pressure, all of these being very positive in the enjoyment of healthy life. So what can you do today to either start an exercise program if you're not doing it, or to reinforce and or improve your resolve to exercise? We all need to review how we are doing. Firstly, you have to make the decision. You have to make the choice to make the effort, and that takes significant willpower. Then, and this is key and crucial, schedule it into your daily routine. Strive for between 30 and 60 minutes a day. And as I said earlier, just make sure that you can even divide it into 2 or 3 periods through the day. But get it in. And then, start where you're comfortable. Importantly, get your doctor's advice if you've been inactive or have a health condition. And then, very much attention should be given to the importance of exercising with comfortable clothes and shoes that fit well. Otherwise, we get too hot, or we may be too cold, or painful feet may ensue. Join a class. Get an accountability partner, someone who will help you to stay on track and exercise regularly. And then, so important and of such superb help, ask for divine help to strengthen your resolve and your decision. I sometimes feel my resolve and my decisions are, as has been said, like ropes of sand. But it's God's will that we should have life and live it to the fullest. Enjoy every opportunity to move and exercise, and at the same time, to thrive.
If you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more, and check out our YouTube channel to see what's going on. When we return, our friends from the Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional thought. So friends, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for staying with us. It's time now for our devotional thought brought to us by our friends at Voice of Prophecy.
Did you ever have to memorize and recite a poem in school? That was always a nerve-wracking experience for me, but I understand now why it was a part of the curriculum. I can remember the ones that I memorized to this day, like one by Robert Frost that begins this way, "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood." It's "The Road Not Taken," a well-known poem, and it's well-known for good reason, because it reminds us of the power of choice. And our position in life, or even in the church, doesn't determine the path that we take in life. It's up to us. So take, for example, the lives of two men who lived long ago, Naaman and Gehazi. Now, Gehazi held an honorable position. He worked for the prophet of God, Elisha. And Elisha was dedicated to God and to his work. And Gehazi worked alongside him. He was with Elisha when God used him to heal a young Shunammite boy. Now, in today's world, Gehazi would be the assistant to the president of your church, or something equivalent to that. He was influential and, by all public appearances, faithful to God. He worked in God's house and for his cause. He was on the right path in life. Now, by contrast, Naaman was the commander of the Syrian army, a powerful and influential man in his own right, but he wasn't a follower of God. And when Naaman discovered that he had a dreaded skin disease, leprosy, he traveled to Israel to seek answers. And Elisha sent him a message that he should bathe in the Jordan River. Well, at first, Naaman was furious. Bathe in a river? He had nicer rivers at home. But Naaman had a choice to make. He could leave Israel just as he arrived, with diseased skin and no hope of a cure. Or he could humble himself and follow the prophet's instructions. Well, Naaman chose the path of humility, and two things happened. First, he was healed of his skin affliction. And second, he saw evidence of the one true God, and he believed. Now, at this point, Naaman and Gehazi's stories intersect in a curious way. Naaman, healed and full of the joy of a new believer, he visited Elisha to express his thanks. Now, Naaman tried to give Elisha a gift to show his thanks. Elisha declined, declaring that, as the Lord lives, he would not receive anything. Well, Naaman offered again, and Elisha sent him on his way, saying, "Go in peace." Well, Gehazi overheard Naaman's offer, and he wasn't as inclined to decline it as the prophet of God was. Gehazi now had a choice: to listen to the greed bubbling up inside of him, or to accept that Elisha declined the offer and that he had a good reason for doing so. Now, did Gehazi struggle against the temptation, or did he succumb to it quickly? We aren't told, but 2 Kings chapter 5 tells us exactly what happened next. Let's read it. "But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, 'Look, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, while not receiving from his hands what he brought. But as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him.' So Gehazi pursued Naaman. When Naaman saw him running after him, he got down from the chariot to meet him and said, 'Is all well?' And he said, 'All is well. My master has sent me.' Ah, not true. My master has sent me, saying, 'Indeed, just now two young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the mountains of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and two changes of garments.' All untrue. So Naaman said, 'Please take two talents.' And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and handed them to two of his servants, and they carried them on ahead of him." Interesting. So here Gehazi, the man living and working for God and for good, he steps onto a path that leads away from God's will. It led to a life of lies, greed, and materialism. Now, the physical goods weren't actually the issue at stake. Elisha could have accepted Naaman's gifts, and Gehazi, I imagine, he might have even said to Elisha, "Hey, you didn't want the gift, but would you mind if I accepted it?" The choice Gehazi made was to turn away from God's ways and his plan. He chose to mislead his boss and to lie to him and Naaman. And in this choice, Gehazi intersected with Naaman, a man who had just had a life-changing encounter with God. So what happened when Gehazi returned home? Well, 2 Kings tells us. Now he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said to him, "Where did you go, Gehazi?" And he said, "Your servant didn't go anywhere." Of course, that wasn't true. Then he said to him, "Did not my heart go with you when the man turned back from his chariot to meet you?" You see, Elisha, he's a prophet of God, and God showed him that something wasn't right about Gehazi's taking off down the road. It continues, "Is it time to receive money and to receive clothing? Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever." And he went out from his presence leprous, as white as snow. Gehazi, a man with every opportunity to follow God, didn't. And Naaman, a man few would guess could ever become a believer, he did. Now, in the Bible, leprosy, the skin disease, it often symbolizes an even deadlier condition, and that's sin. Gehazi fell to the temptation of sin, and he was marred by it. Naaman, caught in sin's clutches, he followed God's path out of it, and he was restored whole. Now, you might think that your church-going neighbor has life all figured out. And you might also think that you are too far from God to possibly turn back. But God is calling you home. As Frost so memorably wrote, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." You know, following God makes all the difference for us and perhaps for generations who follow, as Elisha told Gehazi he would experience. Our choices have immediate consequences and often eternal ones too. And so as you walk through the yellow woods of life, pay attention to where your path is winding. Hope Channel family, let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us choices in life. No matter how far we feel from you, at this moment, we still have a choice. We can diverge and take a path straight back to you. Lord, we might feel shame about stepping away, yet you always provide a way back. Even those who seem to have a direct connection to you are imperfect, just as we are. Father, show us the path to you. Amen. Well, Gehazi and Naaman, two men from two different worlds, one the right-hand man to the prophet of Israel, the other the commander of the Syrian army. Now, each had a choice, just as we do. Will you choose to follow God? Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. It's a privilege, and we enjoy spending this time with you. Whatever this new week has in store, you can have hope in the midst of it.
Thank you so much for those inspiring words.
And thank you so much for being with us and watching Wake Up With Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you tomorrow to join us in the morning. Jesus 101 will be here with us to share a devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and a special feature. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guide.
That's right. You know, our free Bible study guides have helped so many people discover truth as it is in Jesus. And it has been a tremendous blessing. Again, that's hope.study. And before we go, we want to share a Bible promise with you, and it's found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 12.
It says, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they, the prophets, who were before you."
Amen. You know, we hope that you have been blessed by today's program, and let's pray together as we go on with our day. Father in heaven, even though this segment, this time together ends, we know that we continue with you. Our presence, your presence in our life never ends. And we're so thankful. And we pray, Lord, that we would stay close to you today, that we may be blessed regardless of what we face today. So thank you for being faithful to your promises. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.